My name is Vicky, Vicky McCall. I work for the Alzheimer's Society. I'm a service manager for Manchester, Trafford and Salford. We manage services for people who are living with dementia or their carers, family and friends within Trafford. And what we're being told consistently by them groups is that there's not enough support in place. There's inconsistent support, and that's across Greater Manchester and Trafford. And what we're looking at doing is trying to raise awareness for people who are living with dementia and the services that they need. So it's really good to see initiatives like this which are going on, which are canvassing opinion, asking local people what they want. And really feeding that into the devolution, obviously, conversations and debates that are going on.
Okay, so on that, where would you like to see the money go?
Okay, well, actually, the Alzheimer's Society are playing a really key role in the devolution. They're involved with a project called Dementia United, which is bringing all stakeholders together. So that's all partners, commissioners, health services, social services, and people that are living with dementia and their carers, and asking them where they want the money to go. As Alzheimer's Society, what we want is money and investment to go into services for people who are living with dementia, and that's all forms of dementia, and to support their carers and provide up more joined up services. And that's really where we think the money should be going, is joining the services together, so there's more co-production, more work together, more people coming together for the greater good, to make sure that them services are integrated, and looking at real key priorities for people, which include things like transport, getting people to services initially, getting information out, helping people to stay healthy and live well. And as I say, it really is part of that kind of conversation, and what we want is that money to go to joining up services together and really create a Greater Manchester approach to the issues which are currently in health and social care.
I was speaking to a lady the other day. She said she had a disabled niece and her funding had been taken away, as you say, for transport. Is it that, like, is it the past few years where this money has just been lost? And do you think that there's a good chance of sort of getting this service back with this devolution plan?
I think it's maybe I'm not in the position to answer that. In terms of what we hear from people who are living with dementia and their carers, transport is a key issue. So if people have got appointments, they've often got appointments which are at GPs, at memory services, at hospitals. They may be living along with dementia with other health conditions that they also have appointments for. Obviously, carers are working, they've got commitments, they've got other dependents, and it's about how people get safely from one location to another. And if funding cuts are made and transport is taken away, it's how people are still able to access vital services within their local community.
So if people want to find out more information about the Alzheimer's Society or get involved or want to get their voice heard at all, how do they get in contact with you guys?
Okay, so Alzheimer's Society, we've got a website. So it's alzheimers.org.uk. They can go on there and it will tell them all of the local services, what's available in their area. There is also a national helpline which is on the website, and they can get in contact again with local services or find out how they can get involved. But yeah, further information, local services will be available across England and Wales.